One thing I'd like to say before I start, I kind of, with the message, until yesterday, I found out that I was supposed to tie in with the skit. So, in that time, my dad wrote basically all of it. So, if you like it, you can go to him after service. I did the parable of the wedding banquet in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. He sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle that have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" So this parable is the last one of a series of parables that Jesus gave in response by the Pharisees, chief priests, and elders, when they challenged him into the temple courts. "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority?" they asked. In this powerful parable, Jesus proceeds to tell them about the royal king, God, who they prepared a wedding banquet for his son, Jesus. He does this because he wants to honor his son. So he sends his servants out, who they proclaim God's word and share the gospel to the people to come. They are invited to the royal wedding banquet. In those days, this was not an RSVP, hope you can make it type of invitation. This was like a royal summons. So if you were told to come, you probably should come. It was unthinkable if you turned it down. It was rude and beyond offensive. The people in this parable were too busy and refused to come. The king could have said, "Forget them, they are too busy and not interested. I'll find others who are." But he didn't do that. The king sent more messengers to say that everything was prepared. All the work is completed and now is done. The king sent more messengers. Oh, whoops. He was saying, "You need to come and be there." Once again, they paid no attention to the second invitation. This time, however, they became annoyed and frustrated so much that they grabbed the messengers and actually killed them. When the king found out, he was furious. In response, he sent out his army in the form of retribution, punishment, and destroyed the murderers. The king was certain to make sure his son was honored and that every seat was absolutely filled with guests. These people represent us, you, and I. There are people who have heard the gospel many times, maybe even hundreds of times, and some who still refuse to come. Why? Why would you not want to be a part of the king's royal wedding banquet for his son? The king is holy, righteous, and all-powerful. The son is holy, righteous, and all-powerful. We are not. We often do not feel comfortable in his presence, so we come up with all kinds of excuses and would rather work in our fields or go about our business. And forget about the invitation and the feast. We are too busy and feel like we have too many things to do. Now we are told that when the king came in to see the guests who accepted the invitation, he saw many faces from all over the world, people that were excited to be there and honor his son. These people were a mix of the good, the bad, and the ugly. However, there was one guest the king saw who was not dressed for the occasion. Everyone else was wearing wedding clothes the king provided for them. This man was not. The king asked them, "How do you get in here without the righteous clothes of Jesus?" The man doesn't rush to make excuses, to apologize, to tell the king he is sorry. He doesn't say, "I don't know. What difference does it make?" He doesn't say anything at all. What can he say before the almighty and all-knowing king? What can we say? The king tells his servants to tie him hand and foot and throw him into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those who were invited to the banquet, they did not come. And they were kicked out into a scary place. They were kicked out into the scary place because they rejected the king. They didn't want to come because their agenda was more important than the king. He sent them away and gives them what they wanted: life without him and his grace, love, and mercy. Many are invited, many are called to Jesus, but not many accept his invitation. Some try to sneak their own way in and say, "Lord, I didn't do this and I didn't do that." The king will say, "Away from me, I never knew you." Only by the righteous clothes of Jesus and grace that comes through the work of the Son will we be guests at the banquet. The Apostle John says, "All those who the Father gives to the Son will come with joy and thankfulness because they are his and they know their master's voice." Will you be there, dressed in the righteous clothes of faith in Jesus Christ? Or will you ignore the invitation of the king because you are not interested and too busy for him? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, melt our hearts in love for you. The king's offer and invitation will only last so long. Thank you for each of us, Jesus, for your love and grace in exchanging our filthy rags for your royal righteousness. Amen. Yeah, give him a hand.